Hello, and welcome to the Subconscious Coaching Podcast, the podcast where I talk about whatever I want, because it's my podcast and not yours. Hello, campers. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night, wherever you are. I was up so early this morning. I got up at like 5:30 a.m. And usually I go back to bed. Usually I wake up every morning around 5:30 and then I just like immediately hit the snooze. But this morning I had a thought and I was like, no, I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to like live my dream life. And so I woke up and my ass was in the gym by 6:30. What? It was amazing. I did my rehab exercises for my back. I did like a little bit of light lifting. I went through an ab circuit. I walked 2 miles and then I did yoga. I was in the gym for like 3 hours, just loving my life at like 7 a.m. It was so much fun. And then when I left the gym, it was only 9:30. I was like, what? This is usually like when I'm kind of getting my day started. So it was just the best feeling to feel so ahead of my day. And now I've written a podcast and I've been blasting Sheryl Crow all morning, which, by the way, is like my jam. I know it's so random, but I just like, I love Sheryl Crow's like upbeat music. So anyways, I'm having a good day. I have a lot of energy. So what I wanted to talk about today is one of the things that's been on the top of my mind in my mastermind lately. And that's been thinking about how I can save all of the coaching goodness that's been coming out of my brain. Like, do you ever have coaching moments with your clients that are so powerful? You're like, oh my God, Oprah, tweet it to the world. This is amazing, right? I've been having this feeling a lot as I coach in there this round. And so what I've started doing are a lot of pop-up lessons and going live in the group that I can then download and import into the Kajabi portal. And it just feels so good because it's basically going to become a library of like every topic that came up this round, but it's going to be on demand for the future rounds. And it just frees me up to do so much more like peer coaching, which is what I love. So it's just like feeling expansive to get everything that's swirling around in my brain downloaded into a tangible asset form that are then going to make my clients money. And like, that's what's crazy to think about for me. It feels like a watershed moment of my brand as it transitions. It's like the idea that I can be sleeping and my students can be having a breakthrough. Or I can be on vacation at the beach and my clients can be getting results. It's like the best feeling that my current clients and my future clients can like get coaching from me at 3 a.m. when they like are going through something and find the exact answer they need. They're just going to have access to a bajillion topics whenever they want. So I'm loving that. It's feeling really cool. And here's why I wanted to share this with you. Because I wanted to create tangible assets for the 16 keys like last year. But I purposefully waited, and I want you to understand why. I think a lot of us are chomping at the bit to create a freebie and a sales page and a workbook and assets and like do all the things. But a lot of us want to do all of those things before we have any proof of concept, before we've like dialed in and are converting people with our marketing, or before we've taken actual real clients through our process and know that the process we have in our minds 1000% gets people results. And there's nothing wrong with creating assets ahead of time or before you've served clients or any of that stuff. I just think it's a waste of time. Like in my thought process, how I think about it is like, why spend time creating a website before you know how to write copy that speaks directly to your ideal client and has them book consults? Like, why create a sales page before you know and have done all of the experimentation to feel solid about your ability to communicate the value of your offer in a compelling way? It's like, I watch a lot of coaches spend all this time creating all the things, but if you don't know how to make them serve the function that you've created them to serve, which is to sell, right, then you're kind of up the stream without a paddle. And the reason that you don't know how to make your assets convert or serve your clients or create transformations is because you haven't gone out into the market and said your message 1,000 different ways to 1,000 different people to see what truly resonates with your people, right? Or you haven't closed dozens of clients to the point where you know every objection that could ever possibly come up on a consult and how to coach people through it, which is then what you would put on your sales page. So I wanted to address this because I am creeping up on about $500,000 in all-time revenue. Most of that's been created in the past 18 months. And sometimes it's just helpful to hear from somebody who's done all the things, made all the mistakes, created all of the assets that created none of the results, and then to have them be like, hey, you know what? I went out and I created some results. And here's the thought process and the mindset that I used to create that. So I want you to take what serves you from this podcast, leave what doesn't. But the thing that I want you to take away is my mindset with my marketing, because my marketing mindset is wild. Nobody's teaching marketing the way I do. So the way that I think of marketing is it's like literally its only purpose is to be a wild experimentation lab where I'm just trying a bunch of crazy shit all the time. And then from there, I'm gathering data and getting my best ideas and my most resonant marketing, right? I'm figuring out or creating in real time. Like, a lot of you think that the things you see on my stories are of like things that I've sat down and I've thought and I've worked out and that are all figured out ahead of time. And 95% of the time, I'm just making shit up on the fly as I'm thinking and in the process of marketing. I'm like showing up and I catch a wave and then I ride it, right? So like my marketing is where I create my most powerful concepts. It's where I create a lot of my process that I take people through in my 16 keys container. And I use those things that I've created in the experimentation of my marketing, the best ideas, my most resonant marketing, right? My most powerful concepts. I then take those and I use them to create the website or the sales page or the freebie. Which, by the way, if you haven't noticed, I don't have any of those. What? I've sold close to $500,000 of coaching with no website, no freebie, no ads. I ran two webinars like 3 years ago that nobody came to, but I don't really think those count. So basically no webinars. I didn't even have an email list until like 2 months ago. And so it's not that this is like the right way to do it. It's simply a reminder that you totally get to do things your way, and a reminder that your freebies and your website don't create clients. What creates clients is your ability to cultivate deep psychological intimacy with your people and to be able to enroll them in their future more than they're enrolled in their limitations. That's it. The better you get at those two things, the more you will sell, always. So, you know, when people ask me for advice on what's the fastest way to sell a lot of coaching, I always say, like, go market your ass off. Go run a bunch of tests with messaging on your public social media page. And then once your marketing on social media is consistently converting clients, consistently booking consults, consistently attracting the best people to work with who are ready to invest and ready to do the work that you offer, then you translate that into an asset or a funnel that can convert clients for you. But until you've done the work of learning how to communicate the value of your work, of framing and phrasing your offer in an irresistible way, or the work of writing compelling copy and calls to action that convert, until you've learned how to do all of those things, your assets aren't gonna do shit, except take precious time away from you being in your brand marketing and showing up and serving and connecting and learning what does work, right? So I call this the leaky funnel. Like, don't create a leaky funnel that all of the clients seep out of, and you won't know how to not create a leaky funnel until you've tested things in your marketing a lot. So like, don't spend 3 months creating assets that don't convert, because you're just going to have to redo them once you figure out the messaging that does work. In my mind, like, it's such a waste of time. And I believe that just honing in on and deeply understanding my people's problems and creating better and more effective solutions to them has made me so much money so much faster than what is normal in our industry, without me having to spend thousands of dollars on bells and whistles and hoopla, right? It's just me, my stories, the occasional Instagram post, and a podcast when I get the itch to do a deep dive on a topic for y'all. Like, that's it. So for those of you who are action addicts, right, and you're all in the A line, or who are depending on your assets to feel professional, this is gonna feel like death. But the reason it feels like death is because what it causes you to do is actually go spend time in your brand, interacting with your people, and developing a relationship with them. And listen, I know my opinion on this is probably gonna change, right? So don't hold me to this. But right now, where my current thinking is like, whenever people are spending a lot of time creating a website before they're fully booked, I'm always like, why? Why on earth are you creating a website? Like, in my mind, a website is just a social media page that nobody visits. Like, I'm not visiting anybody's website ever, not even the coaches who I love. What I'm visiting are their social media posts, are their stories, are their emails, like every single day. That's what I'm visiting. That's what I'm reading, right? So why not put that energy into creating a super high value social media page that gets hundreds or thousands of eyeballs on it every week versus your website that gets like maybe 5 or 10 people will look at, right? Like, I get it if you're running ads or if you have an established funnel and it's all part of that network that you've set up. But if you're just getting fully booked for the first time and you're doing it primarily through social media marketing, I just feel like a website is so redundant. It's like I said before, it's like a social media page that nobody looks at. So unless you're driving traffic there with paid ads, nobody's looking at your website. They're looking at your social media and they're deciding from there if they want to move forward and if you resonate and if they want to keep engaging with your content and building a relationship with you. And I know some of you all, right? You're like, okay, yeah, I get that. But a website is going to make my brand look really professional and it's going to have my brand feel really complete. But most of the time when I hear this thought, it's actually coming from insufficiency or lack. So it's coming from not feeling sufficient in what you do or not feeling connected to your own legitimacy and professionalism as a coach. Like, you can ask any of my clients, my back end is a hot mess at the moment. And I will say, in the past 3 months, this last launch went really smooth. Onboarding was really beautiful. I got a very amazing Kajabi portal where all my assets are living, right? Actually, okay, my Kajabi is so ugly right now. It's like Gollum level ugly. The layout and design is like putrid. But that's besides the point. The point is, never have I once made having a website or a prettily designed Kajabi portal stop me from showing up and changing people's lives. And what that requires is for me to have confidence that my coaching is all someone needs to transform their life. And when you have that level of confidence in your coaching and you feel certain in your ability to get people results, that is what converts clients, not your website, okay? So if you build your website from a lack of confidence in yourself as a professional, there's like a subtle subconscious energy that gets infused into it that just carries that vibration and it shows up. It's like a subtle proving energy, a convincing energy. It shows up in your word choice and your copy. Like, there's just no way to avoid it, no matter how many times you edit it or how many people show up. If you write the copy in that energy, or build the website in that energy, it's infused with the energy that you do it with. So that's my offer to you. is to do the work of building your confidence in your coaching and up-leveling your social media presence to the point where your energetic confidence just sells for you when you show up in a space. And then for you to take that energy and build your assets with it and infuse your assets with that confidence and with that magnetism. Like, I can't stress this enough. Getting into sufficiency and building your brand from sufficiency is the absolute key to expanding your influence and drawing people into your community. Because what showing up on social media and creating transformations and making offers will do is it will have you have to be with all your thoughts about yourself. And some of them are not going to be cutesy bootsy. Some of them will be, what am I doing? What if I look unprofessional? I'm an imposter. I have nothing original to say. Nobody cares. Does this make any sense? My left eye is smaller than my right eye. I wonder what my sister-in-law is thinking. What if the trolls descend and I get canceled? Like, all the thoughts, right? But what I want to offer you is that those are the thoughts that are in your subconscious anyways. And they are what is sneakily driving the show, even when you're in your back end of your business and you're creating assets and you're not having to be present with them. They're still there and they're still influencing the energy that you do everything in your business and your brand with. And so many of y'all want to work on assets because you don't actually want to go out into the world and make bold offers to help people and have all of those thoughts come up and then work through them. You just want to hide away in the back end of your business, making websites and assets and not having to look at all the fear that comes up when you're actually talking to humans in the world. And listen, I get it. Why am I telling you this? Because I did this for like 3 years and made like no money in my coaching brand. So there's no judgment here. I'm just speaking from experience. These are the things that I wish I would have found somebody and they could have told me this, because I would have started making money so much sooner in my brand. I could have skipped so much mind drama and flailing and like effort and energy and defeat and failure and spinning if I had just known where to direct my attention and the actual work that was going to create money for me, right? But like, I just want you to let this in, right? This idea. No website that was made from the energy of hiding is ever going to create you being found and hired. If you aren't deeply connected to the humans when you're making your website, then they aren't going to deeply connect with you through your website. If you're afraid of them or their judgments, or you're trying to protect yourself from their thoughts about you as a coach, right? They will feel your closed off energy when they come onto your website and they will close themselves to you. So this is where the work I do with my clients starts fucking shit up and opening them up into huge waves of people coming in and to massive growth and visibility in the world. Because you have to blast through all your fears of rejection, all your abandonment wounds, all your insecurities, all your shame, all your feelings of not belonging, or that nobody understands you, or that you're the lone weirdo, or that you're secretly not that special or interesting at all, right? You have to break through all of that, because that's all energetic crust that's like fossilized around your soul. And the more that crunchiness is in your energy field, the more difficult it is to genuinely cultivate intimacy out in the world, because so much of you just wants to hide and close off. And not just create intimacy with your people, but with everybody in your life. And so I just want to toot my little horn here for a second, because like, what I think is so cool about the way I teach growing your business and expanding your revenue is that in my world, any problem you're having in your business always comes back to a block in intimacy. So either you're afraid of being seen, or you're so wrapped up in your own insecurities that you can't actually show up to love people from a place of pure service, or you don't know your people well enough to truly understand and speak to their hearts in a way that has them feel connected and trusting with you. at every level of your business, getting to this next level is going to require deeper intimacy. It's always going to be one of these three things that's holding you back, no matter if you're going to 10K, 100K, or a million, right? It's either a visibility issue, a love issue, or a psychological intimacy issue. Because you got to be willing to be seen if you want people to discover you. And so what's cool and what's really different about my methodology of branding and sales is when you heal your intimacy fears and your wounds in your business, you heal it everywhere. You heal that shit in your marriage. You heal it with your family. You heal it among your peers in the coaching world. The more powerfully we cultivate loving intimacy with ourselves, the more we walk out into the world with open arms. And so, of course, I'm teaching in the 16 keys and in my mastermind, I'm teaching subconscious sales and I'm teaching branding and positioning and I'm teaching copy. But none of that stuff works in a spiritual brand if it isn't founded on a loving, intimate relationship with yourself and with your community. You have to find that alignment within yourself before people start banging down the door wanting to just be in your energy. And you'll notice when you look around and you see any of the coaches that you fangirl over who have built massive communities very quickly, what they've done is they've built that powerful intimacy with themselves and their audience. And that intimacy, that love is contagious and it draws people in. And it ends up being the foundation of growth for every coaching business. So as coaches, right, it's my belief that our personal growth directly impacts the growth of our brand. You can't just be spending all of your money on ads and funnels and throwing cash at fancy websites and expect it to create a relationship with the people you serve if there isn't true love and intimacy with your people present to begin with. It's like thinking that having the fast car or the expensive watch or like a fat ass and the perfect lips is going to create your soulmate relationship. It just doesn't work like that. Like, just like the flashy clothes, you don't draw in the right people if you're creating assets in your brand as a means to run away from yourself or your insecurities. So here's my offer to you. If this sounds like the merry-go-round that you've been on in your business, right? You're creating all the websites, you're taking all the action, you're rewriting your sales page every week, and you feel like your revenue has plateaued in your business, I want you to join me in the next round of the 16 Keys of the Subconscious Mind, right? The 16 Keys Mastermind, it's a place where advanced coaches come to unlock the deepest level of intimacy with themselves. And then that intimacy becomes the energetic foundation for the next level of their business. Personal growth and business growth are always a product of one another. I love teaching business in a holistic way that has transformative effects throughout someone's entire life. And what's so cool is that when you go through the 16 keys process, you don't just create a different number in your bank account, you create a new identity. You build foundational beliefs that allow you to become a thought leader in your niche. And you generate a relationship with yourself that is so radically loving that it's intoxicating for other people to be around you. They just like can't get enough. So I teach business through the lens of abundance because every action we take in abundance consciousness always creates more. More money, more clients, more transformations, more fun, more joy, more growth in your life and your business. So if you've been letting your scarcity self-concept of not feeling like enough, of feeling like I'll never be an authority in my niche or I'm an imposter, if you've been letting that run the show and building assets and taking action from that place, this is your work. Because any action we take from scarcity always creates less. Creates less time, less money, less joy, less play, less fun. So for those of you who are decided, you're like, okay, I'm going to shift this way that I've been building my brand from scarcity to creating abundance. My invitation is for you to join this winter round of the 16 Keys. I want to see your celebration posts in our Facebook group. I want to see the photos of you on vacation for the first time in years not worrying about work or the demand. I want to see your brand and your social media presence illuminate your quarter of the internet. And more than anything, I want you to have a line of clients out the door who are getting their lives transformed one after another, and for you to experience the power and impact that you have in this world. I want you to have the foundation of intimacy with your niche or your people that will allow you to create assets that can create money for you and transformation for your clients on demand. But it all begins with your journey in the 16 keys. So if this is you, get your ass on my waiting list for the winter round immediately. Because not only am I sending out emails to prepare the mindset of my list for the experience of joining the 16 keys, but I want you to have the experience of being marketed to and sold to and served in a way that feels amazing, that feels worth the price of my mastermind, but for free. So much of my success has come not just from the teachings of my mentors, but from watching my mentors be out in the world and run and market their businesses. It's like that fine, subtle, energetic quality that you can't see, but you can feel in someone's brand. And spending time in spaces with them and being marketed to by them, what it's done is it's like calibrated me energetically to be able to feel when I'm in that place of abundance, when I'm experiencing that intimacy with my people, when I'm deeply stepping to the stage in service. And that feeling that I get, it's just like facing the world with my arms wide open. So more than any copy tip or sales strategy that I could teach you, understanding that energy exchange and what it feels like to be a receiver of that energy has made me so masterful at serving my community and calling in clients who are like incredible. Because again, the energy with which we do things is infused into the things we do. So I want you on my waiting list. I want you to get to experience this. And it's super simple. You just go to my Instagram at The Subconscious Brand, look at my bio, click that little linky with your pinky, and you're done. Literally, every time I get an email from one of my mentors, I'm like, okay, here's my weekly energetic calibration. And it always seems to happen on the day when I like need it the most. It's like, it just feels like such a simple way to raise the energy and the love from which I'm serving my people. And I always feel so grateful when I see their name show up in my inbox. So I will see you on my email list, and I will see you on the next episode. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you next time.